A shadow of silence has fallen over the continent of Eltara, a land shattered by the great Tarrasque foe, Dulun, who just 200 years ago laid waste to the continent, turning a whole landmass into a fragmented series of nations, islands, and archipelagos. To the north, the Crown, Lindum, the burly folk who sequester themselves in their castles and fortresses. In the centre, the heart, Lorne, the jungle-riddled mixing pot of cultures living under the shadow of the slain Tarrasque who brought terror to these lands all those years ago. And to the south, Syntos, water dancers, sea beast tamers, and in recent times, peacekeepers. A new foe is rising in Eltara. Dulun casts a long shadow, and all manner of evil is prepared to step out of it. And recently, a mysterious Tarrasque-born girl fell from the moon, Remlaris, the home of the gods. In light of these new mysteries and challenges, will the moon gods stay silent as they have for centuries? Will doom even arrive at all? And will those in power, those sworn to protect us, do anything about it? Hello, welcome to Cataclysm, a D&D live play game brought to you by the Genre Pending Network. Our players are me, Ethan. I'm the DM.
Hello, I'm Henry or Ed. I'm playing Bran Blackeye, a human fighter. Well, no, half-elf fighter, sorry.
I'm Matt. I'm playing Hieronymus the Gadabout, a clown, and monk.
Monk.
Human monk, yeah. That's it.
I'm Em, I'm playing Kaja. She's an Eladrin warlock.
I'm Grayson, I'm playing a Tarrasque-born Twilight cleric, Zoranok.
I'm Van Johnson, and I'm playing a Water Genasi paladin of Oath of the Open Sea. That's the one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right, how are we doing, guys? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Feel good?
It's good.
Okay. So, we begin 2 weeks after a girl fell from the moon. 2 weeks after the leaders of Eltara gathered to discern why she had fallen so far, and how she survived. 2 weeks after the leaders of Eltara came to a decision. That Tarrasque-born girl, who was allowed to survive such a colossal journey from the realm of the gods to this world of wrath, was a sign of Armageddon. She has since been locked away in a prison in this very city, Dulunya, a city of tents, marquees, and bazaars, living under the shadow of the slain Tarrasque Dulun. We join our players after an interesting set of coincidences. They have all been sent on a quest for a mysterious item deep within the innards of Dulun. The day before, they'd all mysteriously been sent to the same inn to rest. You had all met briefly after dealing with a minor incident, and today, the morning after this happening, you've all seemed to have taken the same journey, the same pathway into the corpse of Dulun, where treasure hunters delve to plunder mystical items. You all took the same portal east to the end of Dulun's spine, and you all took those secret routes and passageways following the map given to you by your quest givers. Now, you've all happened upon each other before a large stone door blocking the flesh-laden hallway. You all look upon the familiar faces who you met just a day prior, as distant crackles and skitterings echo around you. V, could you introduce us to your character, please?
I'm playing Duffy. He's Water Genasi, as I said, like 6 foot tall in like sea armor. He's just constantly wide eyes open, looking at everything, because he's never really been outside of Syntos. And he's just... he's just a guy. He loves fish. yeah.
Matt. Your character, please.
My character is Hieronymus, or Ron to his friends, although he's hard done by recently in terms of friends. He's been thrown from his order recently, so he's currently travelling around with his only companion in the world being his loyal seagull, beautiful Steve.
And Grayson.
Okay. Zoranok is an 8 foot tall, muscular Taraskborn. He's completely covered in like gunmetal armor with tons of unmistakably Delunite imagery engraved in it. He kind of walks with a very professional air to him, with a kind of giant shard of bone as a pauldron, which kind of shines a iridescent but kind of weak aura. It's very sinister. And he holds a halberd.
Sure. Yep, Kaja is Eladrin. She's usually kind of autumn season. So sort of like greenish tinge to her skin, has this sort of very long red hair kind of falling in strands over her face. She has a rune kind of on her forehead. And yeah, kind of similar to Duffy, very wide open eyes, kind of like, ooh, everything's kind of very interesting to her. We'll be best friends, it's fine. And yeah, clothes are kind of a tattered mix of sort of like borrowed items, kind of ill-fitting, not really fitting her, and then kind of like more like homemade rustic looking things, made of sort of like very strange leathers and buttons of bone. And yeah, she carries herself very sort of like hunched over, like more used to kind of ducking under and crouching rather than standing upright, just a generally kind of a skulking little raggedy creature.
And you spot by your side as you're walking through these tunnels.
My description that I wrote is okay. That he's dangling in her hair. Okay. Is sort of this sort of little strange ball of moss that you kind of think, oh, that lady's got moss in her hair. And then you realize the moss is kind of wriggling and watching you, and making little kind of
two
chirping
eyes.
Little sounds.
That's not scary at all.
Horrifying. So this is Belphegor, her little imp familiar. Yeah, she's tried to make him look cute and like a little gonk, but the effect is kind of somewhat horrifying.
Just a sort of wild creature.
Yeah. She's kind of walking like this, like just toddler parent, kind of like eye twitching.
Amazing. And Ed?
Okay, so I'm playing Bran, the Black Eye. He's a soldier. He's a tall, kind of well-built man in dirty padded armor, and it kind of it bulks him out a lot more than he probably is actually size wise. He's got a very thick, shaggy pelt, kind of almost like a sheepskin cloak that's just collected dust and sticks and whatever. It's very clearly that he's been sleeping in it for however long. Kind of strung around his neck, kind of hanging off his back a little bit, is a very tall, conical, like nasal helm, sort of like Norman style helmet. He's definitely a from Lindum. You can tell he's very kind of, I guess, simple looking is the way to put it. He's got a very flat nose from his helmet, just squishing it forever, probably even broken a number of times. He's got a very clear birthmark under one of his eyes that makes it look like he's been punched. He's got a big black eye kind of birthmark. He's got a big unstrung longbow, like about 6.5 feet long, taller than him, kind of strapped diagonally underneath his pelt, so it just kind of sticks out both sides. A lot of scars, and just one thing about his padded armor, it was definitely green at some point. Not anymore, it's brown now. So yeah, it's very brown now. But yeah.
Amazing. So yeah, you've all taken these passageways through the innards of Dalun, the slain Tarrasque. You've all taken separate passageways, except for Hieronymus and Bran. We'll get to that in a second. So yeah, you followed through these like sort of like inner tunnels that probably used for something within Dalun biologically. But you've all come out into this vast open space. Now, along the way, Bran and Hieronymus, you've both been hired by the same person. Everybody's here for their own different reasons, but you two have been joined by this sort of a thin, self-important-looking drow with purple-pale skin. He has a black goatee that he sort of seems to ponderously stroke, but he's bald atop his head with only like a thin ring around the sides. And he wears heavy blue robes of like varying shades that he bundles up in his hands. And he seems to take any glance at him as a personal slight, and he'll shoot back a remark of disgust at you. And as you're sort of walking, and you can all hear this in the distance, you hear this sort of, like, voice. It's like, when we get in there, you're all to behave, and You're going to figure it out yourselves, and I will go to watch, okay? That's what I paid you to do. Are we clear on that?
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah. I'll get the job done, you know.
Good.
Do what you want it.
We're paying you for a reason. We make it out here alive. You'll be thankful for it.
How much am I getting paid again?
Oh, I'm sure we can come to some sort of a agreement later on. But, you know, let's call it a performance-based job.
What was the base pay if I do if I do terribly? How much am I getting paid?
Do terribly? Well, if you do terribly, you might die, so I won't pay you anything.
I'm not. If I'm dying, you're dying as well, mate. That's all I'm saying.
Now hang about a minute. Let's just calm
down. If he dies, I'm going to kill you. So...
Well, that's not fair, because... All right, I'll pay you, how about 100 gold as the base salary.
As base, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
But then,
can I get 50 up front?
No! You survive this, you'll get paid.
Hey, have I got your word? Shake my hand, though.
He looks at your hand, and it's like
filthy.
Like,
yeah.
Filthy. His hand is like pristine, and he's like...
I guess so. All right, let's find them. Sure.
Onward then. And you sort of hear that sort of voice echoing throughout the hallways as you're sort of traveling, very isolated. Mm. But if we're talking about sort of where we've come from, Duffy, where do you think you've been from? So, Dalun, which is the creature that you're inside right now.
Yep.
Is in the city of Dalunia, which is this very sort of tent-based city, sort of tents built on top of each other, and it's very loose, very lawless place.
Duffy's never been outside of Syntos, and it's so weird for him. He's like, people are doing things, okay.
Syntos being your home nation.
Yes, yeah. I'm from Syntos. He'll probably... Is it like people that he can talk to before he goes into
so the... So you would have come through like a main travel hub and then you would have taken a teleport to where the tunnels are now. So there would have been plenty of like treasure hunters and stalls and things before you like came to where you are, because this is a very secluded part of Dalun.
Can I go up to like the treasure hunters or something and be like, hi, so Dalun. Yes. Dalun, yeah, Dalun. So have you been in the Dalun?
So you approach, so this is in Dalun, right?
Yeah.
So you approach someone who's set up this market stall and is currently making some clay pot rice. Mm-hmm. So he's just sort of scraping at it in this like clay pot and it's sizzling and it smells delicious. And he looks at you and he's an elf with sort of like brown hair. And he looks at you and goes, have I ever been in Dalun?
Well, like further in.
Oh, back in the day, maybe. Sorry, do you want some food or something?
Well, if I can talk to you, I'll happily pay for some.
Why do you want to talk to me?
I just want to see if you know anything about.
Look, and he looks around. There's no one with you, is there?
No.
If you're not going to buy any food, scram, all right?
Okay.
That is the general reception you'll get from everybody in this hub. Everyone seems to be... very focused on their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're very just sort of like, I'm going to do my own thing and try to survive. That's sort of the vibe that you're getting.
Okay. I'm just going to... walks off.
Kasha, is there anything that you would have been doing maybe either before you came in or maybe just walking through the halls as well?
I think, again, kind of like looking around like in wonderment.
Yeah.
Kind of, I think probably just muttering to Belphegor, just sort of saying,
you just
awfully,
heal it,
awfully grandiose in here. because she's from, yes, shh. Because what we're saying is that it's awfully different to the forest. Bothersome.
And he like sort of like swings on your hair and he touches the side of the thing. It's all gross and sticky because it's like, this is a creature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of rotting as well. It's been rotting for like hundreds of years. So
I think Kasha just licks his finger. It's like, no, it's nice actually. Try some.
Blood.
Blood. Blood, yes. Blood.
Nice.
Lots of chatting to him, kind of just, just staring around, really, because it's very different from where she's come from.
I mean, deluded to say that this was a living creature, and now you're walking through probably like an artery or something, you know? He's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Zoranok. Very solitary creature anyway, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. So I don't know if he would be talking to anyone at all. Yeah. So he's spent hours inside the Bone Cathedral, kind of just praying that Dalun would guide him to where he needs to go. Mm. And the kind of clergy there would be dressing him in his armor and then leaving him to pray to Dalun as much as he could for the last few hours. But now kind of walking through the halls with like a very confident stride, very professional, very like blinders are on. He knows where he's going. He's walking and striding, but very familiar. Like because he's from the city itself, he's very confident about it. He knows the vibe. He knows how to deal with people. He has these kind of strips of prayers on his armor that are kind of fastened with wax seals. And he's kind of touching each one and saying a prayer in Teresian. And just kind of hoping that he's going to get where he needs to go as quick as possible without having to deal with too many people.
Absolutely. And Teresian being the language of the Tarrasques. Yes. The Tarrasque-born, which is...
Yes.
Could you... So, like, the way that Tarrasque-born sort of looks is sort of, like, got these sort of, like, scales, but it's, like, a carapace for a sort of fleshier underneath part of it, right?
Yeah, so he's covered in armor, but kind of from the back especially, you have those giant bone spikes. Mm. It's he's a white Tarrasque-born, so he's very bone white scales. But then you can see the kind of pulsing red flesh underneath, kind of shining red eyes as well. But yeah, kind of just covered in armor. It's very anonymous, but he enjoys the anonymity that it gives him, but it also very much draws attention towards him in the way that it's all Dalunite imagery.
Exactly.
It's not hidden, these especially.
Scary symbols on you.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. People do tend to avoid you when you're walking around. Yep. People just see you.
And because, with a mission, like, you want to stay out of people's way.
Absolutely. Mm. But as you were sent off, you would have heard something akin to from, like, a holy minister or something, being like, the divine rot will guide you. This is a holy mission.
Thank you, sir. I will do my best under Dalun.
So yeah, you've all sort of come from your separate places within the city of Dalunya, and you come out to the stone door, which sort of you stand in this vast space underneath the Dalun's spine, and you can hear electricity crackling around you as his nerves still linger in limbo, still clinging to what semblance of life they have left. And at the end of this space is a huge stone door. It looks to be plugging what would have been a long hallway, and there are various engravings upon the stone, and it's adorned with these green gemstones. And at the bottom, you see two spherical slots sitting empty. And as you're looking around, again, almost simultaneously, you all sort of step out of these hallways, and you all look at each other. And these are the people that you just... Again. Spent the night at the inn with the night prior.
Hi. What are you guys doing here?
Duffy.
Wait. What is happening? What are you all doing here?
Just gotta go in.
Go in where?
He's new. Did you bring him?
Yeah.
Beautiful Stephen, it's a pleasure to see you again.
Well, this is... This can't be a coincidence.
I feel a setup of some form.
Wait, definitely.
What are you talking about? What are they? Do you know these people?
Define no.
We've met.
We've met.
Yeah.
The night prior.
And what are you all doing here? What is this? Are you spies? Have you been listening in on me?
Who are you to ask?
We are on an important quest. A quest of secrecy.
Hmm.
And we don't like outsiders.
No, but you seem to be in the corpse of my dead god. So it is you, I'm afraid, that is going to have to speak the truth.
And then you sort of, you see his face change a little bit as he sort of, he gets a look at you.
Hmm.
And he's like, so you're one of those, are you?
Is that going to be a problem?
Depends if you're going to get in my way.
I think the verse is, verse is correct. What are you doing here?
It is not for me to talk to such lowly rabble when I am on such an important quest as I am. I have hired henchmen to help me on my way, and you are not a part of that rabble.
Then let me speak to your hired rabble. Bran, what are you doing here?
I don't know.
He knows your name!
Yeah, we've met before. As I said, as everybody said, whatever. I'm looking at this whole situation here, and I'm not thinking you're not holding many cards.
Cats?
Cards.
Your northern accent.
Sure. What are we doing here?
Okay, I'll tell you what I am holding. The money. Is that what you want?
Well, yeah.
I've got half a mind to think that you brought these people in here to undermine me.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, but you're from Lindum, and there's all sorts of pesky schemes from that old country up in the north.
Sure, I guess. Listen, this whole situation is very confusing. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, this is. I mean, to be fair, as you said, you are the one holding the money, which I don't think is necessarily a point in your favour. There's one of you, there's five of us. I'm not saying I'm going to do anything.
But five if you're of you? When did you become a group?
Do you have the money on you?
Okay. I'm not going to answer that question.
I think he's got the money on
Fair
him.
Enough.
We're here for a very important item.
Okay.
100 gold was just the beginning. I've not been told what the item is.
So what are we looking for? Yeah, we're looking for something.
All I know is that it's beyond that door.
That's what I've been told.
And this rabble over here is interrupting our quest.
Hi, I'm Duffy.
What's your hand? How clean is your hand?
Very clean. It's just like...
It's a bit of water.
It looks like it's still dripping.
It's dripping?
Yeah. It's just water.
And what sort of rabble did you crawl from?
Best debris? I just work with fish.
Southerner. Centaurs, okay. Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's lovely down there.
I can imagine.
You're very quick to pass judgment, but where are you from?
I'm Lornish. I'm proud to be.
So,
here in the Midlands.
The Midlands.
Nothing but pigs and dirt.
I'm sure the pigs and dirt are having a great time.
Yeah. Listen, I don't really know what's going on here, right? But if you pay me to at least fight them, I will.
Look, bloodshed is the last thing that I want. I brought you here to avoid bloodshed.
Okay.
All right? But I just want to know, what are you doing here?
I just want to... I have to go in there and get something so I can get back to my fish.
Are you pointing to the door?
Yeah.
Back to your fish?
Yeah.
Do you know where we are, Centosian?
Yeah.
We're in the Great Foe.
Yeah.
People don't come to this part of the foe unless they have a specific quest in mind.
Boss wants me to get something.
Hold on a moment. We've come to this place with no specific quest in mind.
Of course we do. I know that beyond something. Beyond that door is something very powerful. And it's in my best interest... in your best interest, that we get it. Now, you three, what are you here for?
Something, which is unclear what it is, but something. Are you here for something?
Yeah, I don't want to divulge, but something seems to be the word of the day.
Yeah, something.
And something.
Something.
So we're all, here to,
find
we're all here to find a thing, but
is
none of
the
us
same thing?
Knows or is saying what the thing is.
Was anyone told? Because I kind of need that
I
information.
Want
Does
50
anybody
gold
know
up front?
What they're looking for?
All right. Let me be candid with you. It appears that I may know just as much as you do. I was given a job, just as you have been given a job. We have been told that there is something beyond that door.
Something.
I assume who told you actually?
My grandmother.
Who is she?
Can't remember her first name. Grandma Bivaldi.
And where?
From the forest.
And she looks at you like, the forest. Yes, of course. People coming out of every sort of woodwork here.
Why don't you chill out?
Well, it's quite a stressful situation, actually. I thought this was an errand of secrecy, and now there are three people here who I previously did not know about, that you apparently know. How do you know each other, by the way?
Once, like...
Last night?
Last night, we just met at a pub.
Yeah.
So you're drinking buddies, are you? Every Thursday, is it?
No. It was the first time you met was last night.
Yeah.
We'd murdered someone.
Okay.
Don't say it like that.
But we did. That's the truth.
Well, yeah, we did a task for the innkeeper.
Which involved killing.
We fought someone.
Yeah, we fought.
Is that
strictly murder?
We killed them.
Well, they died.
They died.
Who's to say?
Wait, you can fight.
Lift up massive sword.
Yeah. Stand at armor. Yeah.
Sure. All right, well, we're in a bit of a predicament, and I think we're all a little confused. So, I have a little more money on me. If you are willing to share in some of my wealth, will you accompany me and make sure that I do not perish as to what is beyond that door?
Is it going to lower my share?
No.
Is it going to lower my share?
I'll see.
Who do you work for?
That I cannot divulge.
Well, if we're going to work for you, it'd be nice to know who...
My hirelings do not know who I work for.
That's not my problem.
Okay.
They are merely getting paid, and so will you, if you protect me.
Are we all going after the same something?
I
was hoping it was a more know-it-when-I-see-it situation. Yeah.
How did you know how to get here? Not many people know how to get here.
I'm guided by Daloon.
I just walk.
You're guided by Daloon, is it? Yes, of course. I guess we're all going to be guided by... Let's be guided by the grass next time, shall we?
He kind of rolls his shoulders and kind of, like, squares up a little bit. Like, do you want to calm down? Think on your words.
He shrinks back a little bit.
Good.
Yes, of course.
I'm glad we've come to an agreement. I'd be happy to see us all through the door, but I do not need your money. I think numbers is what we need.
Well, I am not sure what is beyond that door. I was never told. I think, from general knowledge, nobody knows what is beyond that door.
Now, we have a predicament here. It seems I don't care about the item, whatever it is. I don't think you do either. We're here for money, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're removing ourselves from whatever it is. We don't care about it, right? Now, what happens when whatever it is located and discovered, who's going to get it? Because clearly all of you have interest in it.
Well, I'm going to take it.
Can I at least look at it first? I kind of just want to have it. My boss wants it, and I... Yeah.
I could permit it.
Your boss?
Yeah.
Well, my boss wants it.
Well, my boss wants it.
See,
I'm not on his good side recently.
Our boss also wants it. It's just happens he's here.
Your boss is actually in the room.
No, that is why I have my hirelings.
I don't love the term hirelings.
No.
You're being paid.
Hired killer.
Hirelings, you're higher than... Yeah, so technically you're his boss.
No.
Yeah.
No. What is you? Who are you?
Duffy.
Duffy. I've noticed that none of you have asked my name. It's fine, let's keep it secret.
No, what's your name?
I don't care.
Sir Darrow, if it must be said.
Darrow?
Darrow.
Okay.
Would you like me to spell it out for you?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
D-A-R-R-O-W.
Thank you.
D-A-R-R-O-W. And that's Sir, S-I-S-I-R.
Oh, you got a title?
Of course I do.
Where'd you get that from?
Yeah. Just do something
that
cool.
Is none of your business to be asking me. I am on a quest of extreme importance.
I'm on a quest of extreme importance too.
Your boss wants it. Who is your boss?
Looks at sheet. Davos Tolai.
Who in the gods is that?
We're marine biologists. So it's going to be something to do with
You're
fish,
You're a
right?
marine biologist? What are you doing here? What are they doing here? Wait, are you from Vesterbury?
Yeah, I just said that.
Duffy walked
it
here.
It seems every
on the ocean.
It seems every John, Jim, and Carol is coming into this godforsaken Tarrasque.
What's to do with research stuff?
Research? What am I getting myself into? Well, it seems that we have gotten ourselves in a little bit of a predicament. I don't know why we all came out of those passageways at the same time. But it seems. We have a mutual interest. Now, can we all agree to figure out how to open that door?
Is it not open?
Well, I haven't tried that, actually.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know much about nothing. What I do know is that if anybody in whatever this thing is knows how to open that door, it's going to be him.
And I'd appreciate you not calling my god a thing.
Sorry. I was born in a wooden hut. I don't know anything.
You are rather dirty.
Yeah.
Should you want a bath? I mean...
No, just leave me alone.
Sorry.
Let's ask him. How do you open this door?
And, like, looking at it, it's just those two indents.
Yeah, two spherical indents.
In the door.
In the door. Right. And there's other... There's green spherical gems mm-hmm. in the door as well. Mm-hmm. They sort of, like, go down, and then at the bottom, two are empty.
Okay. It seems to follow a pattern.
You can... I will say that you can sort of hear sort of skittering about, and then you can hear dizzling overhead as if there's electricity above you.
Right, that's like the nerves.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Do you look up?
Yeah, let's go
for it. So, looking up, yeah, you see this sort of electricity sort of... crackling along the spine. Mm. You think you can see things moving in there, but... As soon as you do, you hear something coming from above.
Oh, God.
And you see a hole sort of... And a slab of meat just hits the ground. Mm. And coming down from the hole is a rope. And descending down from the rope...
Oh, God.
You see two women. One is an elderly woman. She's an elf. Sorry, my bad. They're both dwarves.
Oh.
They're both dwarves. So you see an elderly dwarf, but she's still very built, grey-haired. And then you see a younger dwarf, who sort of has this sort of wide-eyed expression, and she's got long, flowing ginger hair. They sort of... And she's like, "Are you okay, my dear? Are you okay? Ah, yes, okay, good, yes, okay.
Hi, welcome to the party."
Who brought these?
It was not me.
Was it you and Stephen?
I did not. I don't know these people. I don't know if Steve knows these guys.
Stephen, do you know these people?
He does not know these people.
Thank you.
Well, this is quite interesting. I didn't know that other people had worked out that the item was here.
Oh.
Do you know what the item is?
It's beyond that door.
Do you know what the item is?
That's
no, nobody does, my dear.
So why are we all looking for it?
How many people are looking for this thing?
Should we kill these people too?
I think we should kill these people.
Well, no, because eventually...
Well, hold on. I mean you no harm.
Eventually we're going to have a big enough party where we don't have to do anything.
But I mean you no harm. Let me introduce myself. I am Hilda Pinegrove. And this is my granddaughter, Pilta Pinegrove. Hello. We are just here on leisurely duties.
Sent by who?
Nobody. I own a shop back in the Grimwald. And we just like to collect oddities from around the world. We were studying Dulun, and we figured out that there was a hidden passageway that led to right here. So we got our adventuring gear on, we closed down the shop, and we came all the way here.
Why?
The lust for adventure.
The city's full of them. You get used to it after a while.
These people.
Look.
So what do we do? Because clearly we all want this thing. Well, no, I don't. I'm contractually want this thing.
Contractually obligated to want this thing.
Why are you all here?
The
something.
The something.
Right.
What if it's different somethings?
I'm hoping. Otherwise, yeah. I
or
will.
Many of the same something.
Yeah.
Or the same one thing, and we just go round with each other, escorting it until we've all used it.
And then we put it back.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
If other people need it more than us...
We do.
We will not take
okay.
it.
Okay.
We thought we were the only people. So me and Pilta, we just came here, but it seems there have been other people.
It seems that we're the only two people who didn't know there was a thing in the first place.
How did you come here?
Paid.
Yeah. Through me. She sort of looks at him. Okay. Yep. Well... Like I said, my name is Hilda. I will help you if you would like.
Well, Hilda, you look muscular. Do you want to help me push open this door?
Of course. Yes, of course. And she sort of like walk over to the stone door. Mm-hmm. Are you coming with her?
Yeah. So he puts like his kind of jagged claws on the door and tries to push it.
So many big stone doors I've had to push open in my time.
Perfect. Let's get going.
Oh, God. Is it unlocked?
It doesn't open. I don't think it's open.
Okay, in my grand wisdom, there are two indents here and nothing in them.
And then, you see her face change a little bit.
Oh, God.
And she looks at the crest on your shirt. And then she steps back a bit.
He's very used to this, so he kind of doesn't even flinch.
What are you doing here?
I should ask you that question. I am more than allowed here, welcomed here.
Your kind should not be anywhere. All you bring is death.
You are the one that just tunneled through a corpse. I think you have very little to argue.
You know of the Day of Spikes, don't you?
I'm aware.
I was there that day.
And yet you survived.
I survived.
You have Dalun to thank for that.
But my husband did not.
Then Dalun did not look upon him.
Your Skrell. Is that what they're called?
It is.
Rotting creatures.
Yes. Are you wishing to stand in my way now?
I will not talk to you.
That's fine. I do not need your words. I need your allegiance as not to stab me in the back. I will get there first.
I will pay you no mind. I do not want this item, if it would benefit others. I am here to tell stories to my grandchildren. And for Pilta, you do not exist.
No. Well, let's hope Dalun allows you to go home and see those grandchildren.
You.
Hi, Duffy.
Hello, Hilda. Can you help me with this door?
Yes, my friend was helping me.
Who? Pilta, bring the rope.
And you won't pay him any mind, I won't pay you any mind. That's just how that works.
Do you know who he is? Do you all know who he is?
Yeah. Zoranok.
Yeah, Zoranok.
Zoranok, is that his name?
Do you know of the... This is the body of his god, so it's best...
The Church of Dalun.
Yeah.
Do you know of the Day of Spikes?
No.
Grimwald. It was Sweet Princess Josephine's birthday. She will soon be our queen. And what do? They unleash their horde of Skrell upon the capital, our ancient capital. My husband died. Many people died. It was not just Skrell. It was large monsters that ripped people apart in the streets. The Church of Dalun worships nothing but death and chaos, and they will flay you alive rather than see you smile or prosper.
To be flayed alive is a privilege.
You are wrong. You have no right.
Interesting hobby. did you do that?
I'm not sure.
No,
agree
we have
anymore.
People specifically for the flaying.
Not the flaying, the spikes.
The spikes, no.
You didn't do that, so... You shouldn't have anything against.
He is on their side of history. The side that wishes for the downfall of everything. Isn't that right? You want to see the Trust return. You want to see a second cataclysm.
Duffy, I will not mince my words. That is true.
Okay. Interesting reactions. Let's open the door.
So when you ask me, will I acknowledge him? But I will more than happily acknowledge you, my dear. And you. And all of you. I just
we'll
wish...
go to the pub later and we'll talk about it. It's fine.
Sure. I should have taken that job on that farm.
Yeah.
So she starts pushing and okay, just okay. Nothing.
I'll just look at the indents. Is there anything like around that looks like it could fit in it?
Not on the floor.
You want to look up?
You look up. Yeah, so just before Hilda and Piltha came mm-hmm. in, you swore you could see something moving up there, sort of like skittering mm-hmm. around. And yeah, as you look above you see like currents of electricity crackle along the spine of Dulun. And amidst this ocean of jittering energy, you can make out the shapes of what look like huge insects with an elongated body and multiple legs at either side. But they're completely made up of electricity. They seem to skitter about upon the bones, looking with their singular eye. Their eye is green, spherical, and glimmering. Exactly like the gemstones upon the door.
Oh, so we have to get their eyeballs?
They are not fish, Duffy. We can kill them.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
You can kill fish. It's just a reason to kill the fish. That's fine. Okay. They're tiny bugs. Like, it's fine.
How big are the bugs?
Yeah, how big? Never mind. They're not tiny bugs.
Just they're far away.
Remind me of eels.
Oh, they look tiny.
Right.
They're like eels because they're electric.
How do you kill an eel?
Behead it.
I think that works for a lot mm-hmm. of things.
Do these have heads, or are they like...
Yeah, well, it seems like their head is just the ball, but that's also their eye that they're using to look around.
So what we got to do is we got to get the ball and put yep. the ball in the hole yep. and do that twice.
Yep.
And then door yeah, open?
There's multiple of them.
Okay. Well,
I'll give it a go.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Okay. I'm going to roll an attack with my longbow.
Yep, roll attack.
That is a natural 20.
Oh, no!
It's
not
done. And then it sort of lands directly behind the gemstone. And just you hear it just sort of... the gemstone just lands right in front of you as well. Right by your feet.
Wow. Well, I mean, that was just normal, isn't it? I'm just going to pick it up.
Yep.
Do it again. Yeah. Another one.
Another one. Just give it another go. Actually, I'll shoot again. Do I get the arrow back?
No, that's up there now.
That's stuck. That is a two.
Lands like... That one lands right by you as well.
Oh, fantastic. Do I get it?
Well, not to worry.
You did good in the first one.
I can try again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One more.
Good
that's
job.
The floor.
Damn, that would have been a...
It doesn't count.
That would have been a 16. No, that's 18.
18, nice. You hit. Again.
Let's go.
And just, yeah, it hits, and when it hits this creature, it just sort of fizzles and then just evaporates back into the electricity around it. And again, right in front of you, Zoranok.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, Zoranok picks up one and just hands it to Bran, like, you've earned it. In the door.
In the
same time.
Yeah.
And they all sort of light up as you do so. They don't open, but they all the gemstones light up. Hilda comes up to you and punches your arm and goes, "Good shot, lad."
Well, that's what they train me for.
Where are you from?
You wouldn't know.
Tell me.
I'm near Boglin's Keep.
Oh, Boglin's Keep, right up in the north.
Aye.
Ah, so you have, well, we all do, but you especially have all the Kelvian blood.
That's right, at least 50% of me.
50%? What is the other?
I don't know. My dad's a human, yeah.
Human. Humans. But,
Ow. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
Well, they don't live very long, do they? They poor things. I've adventured all
Brian,
over...
Brian, I would take that as a threat.
Yeah, what does this mean?
Do you live long?
I don't know how long I'm going to live. Hopefully I'm going to die old.
Well, hopefully you get to where I am. I've adventured all across the north. I don't know if I've been near Boglin's Keep, but I've been in Boglin's Keep. What a beautiful country.
Sure. Thank you for your praise, I guess. Whatever. Yeah, lit up now.
Oh, sure.
So what do we do?
Ah. It's probably open.
Push it open, one of you.
Let me give it a push.
Yeah. The door does open with a huge sort of... In fact, only like a small portion of it opens. So you sort of push it, and then it's just like a sort of medium-sized creature hole sort of opens in the middle of it. And Sodaro looks at you and goes, "You two first."
Absolutely not. Look at how much armor he's got on him.
You were hired.
I'm not paying him.
I thought you said that you might pay us.
He doesn't want it.
Oh.
Well, I better get a bonus for this.
Then you go in then.
Okay.
Oh, is anyone following Duffy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All walk through the doorway into a darker room lit only by candles. Rickety wooden stairs go down in front of you to a small circular room. The flesh-addled walls seem to writhe in here, where previously they did not. At its centre, you see five individuals crowded around a short Taraskborn, a girl. She's stood in front of what looks like a portal. Beyond this doorway seems to be a pale desert, where the sky is a black nothingness speckled with tiny blinking lights. These people seem to be harassing the girl as you walk in. Four of them, clothed in hooded robes that look as though they're made of a pale stone. And the fifth of them is a clown. Hieronymus. You recognize this clown to be a mime, and you see that they have a teardrop right next to the right, marking them as a Lavrenti mime. But there's something off. This clown seems to have dark energy swirling around their black-gloved fingers, with a faraway look in them.
"The item,"
you hear the robed people say.
"Give us the item."
Just as you're walking in, and in the split second that they notice you, you see one, and the portal closes behind them. And you see shadowy faces regard you with a deep hatred.
"Who are you to enter into the spine sanctum?"
"Who are you, mate?"
"We are beings of higher level to all of you."
Do I recognize these voices or people?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to immediately march forward and head towards the Tarasco.
Yes, absolutely. So as you start doing that, mm-hmm. one of them clicks and they all barrier around her. Mm-hmm. And the Lavrenti mind sort of looks at you.
Mm-hmm. Can I just...
You want to place him out the way?
Yeah, just kind of pick him up and put him aside and keep going.
Get the initiative dice right.
Yeah. So you grab a hold of him. Mm-hmm. Roll me a dex check just to see who acts faster.
Okay, I just... I got an 8. Sorry.
An 8?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a 10. Right. So as you go to grab him, mm-hmm. he's like... And then he Eldritch Blasts you.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Okay, I think we're going a bit too fast here.
Does a 8 hit you?
No.
No. So you go to grab him, he just... And it sort of, like, just goes past you, like, by your hip. And then he sort of stumbles back. We're going to go into initiative.
Yeah.
As that happens, Hieronymus leaps onto Steve to...
Thank you for Steve!
He's a little panicked. And we have a map.
Yay!
So, everybody get your minis out.